One final time with Jefferson County North boys basketball coach. That is Corey Knoll as our Coach's Insight programs wrap up here for the 2023-2024 basketball season. It is presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Brandon Tabman with you as well as the Chargers get set for their next sub-state round, which is the semifinals coming up on Friday. They will be hosting. They will play the second of two doubleheaders, taking on Moore Hill Mounts Academy and then Horton and Valley Falls in that first one beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll dive into the bracket here in just a moment, but Coach, you had to get through Care Paravel on a Tuesday in your first round game. You guys were able to do so. 51-38, that final score. Just how pleased were you with your team's performance in that opener?
Yeah, I was really happy with how our guys played. I thought they played hard throughout the entire game. You know, Care Paravel was a really good team coming in. And, you know, it was one of those games that it was a 4-5 matchup, so you know it's two evenly matched teams. And I thought they came ready to play. I thought our guys came ready to play. And it was a fun game from start to finish. Going into halftime, it was a one-point game. You know, we had a big lead an 8-point lead in the second quarter, and it felt like we were kind of pulling away a little bit, and then they came back to take a lead, and we hit a last second shot right before halftime to go up one. And then throughout the second half, it was a good experience for our guys in the postseason. You know, I don't think that they got rattled by any means. We're a pretty senior heavy group, and I thought they handled the pressure pretty well, and it kind of stayed focused, kept the game plan, and over the course of the second half, we were able to kind of get a little lead and maintain it and build that in fourth quarter and get away with the win. So I was very pleased with how our guys played.
Well, we've talked about, you know, through the weeks here, you know, each and every week we've had multiple conversations about just kind of like your team kind of having to battle early on in the season with, again, the football kids having a late start, having to move a game early and just, you know, taking a little bit of time to kind of getting everybody gelled together. But obviously, once that happens, certainly some better play out there, and now putting yourself in a great position here, a couple wins away from making a trip to a state tournament. But, you know, just from late November, early December to where we are now, talk about the growth and the expansion that your team has gone through here in the last few months.
For sure, yeah. Like I've kind of been telling them, this is the first time all season that we've been fully healthy and had consistent practices, you know, and had nobody sick. Throughout the whole course of the season, we've had missed practices, whether it was a late start with football or whether it was snow days or anything else. And then we've had guys injured or we've had guys sick. So we've had a lot of guys have to step up, you know, different guys throughout that nature. You know, I've been comfortable playing nine guys throughout this year, and six of them are seniors. So it's a very senior heavy group, and seeing that progression that they've had over the course of the year has been really fun. And like I said, this is the first time that we've had consistent practices and have been healthy. And I think that the combination of all those, I think we're starting to play our best basketball, and the guys are starting to believe that. And, you know, as the stakes are getting higher, I think they're only getting more focused, and that's good for us.
How clutch is it that you guys get to host this sub-state and play your games on the home floor?
Yeah, that's huge. Looking at our sub-state, it's, you know, top to bottom, it's very, you know, it could go any way. It's going to be whoever puts together the best three games. And, you know, being able to play at home is a huge advantage, I think, for us. You know, our guys like playing at home, the home court, you're comfortable there. And so that can only benefit you down the long run.
Obviously heavy with the Northeast Kansas League, Riverside, Care Paravel, the only two teams that are not part of that league, you know, in this sub-state. So obviously very familiar with all the opponents. But how cool is it we have the semifinal set, Moore Hill, JCN, Horton, Valley Falls. You have the top four teams that finished in the standings. You have the top four teams here competing in two games, looking for a championship run. Just the top four teams playing for a spot at state. How cool is that?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. You know, we got done with our game last night, and I looked at the standings kind of see who was playing, and to see all four Northeast Kansas teams advance, and even over in the Wabunsee bracket, I saw Jackson Heights advance as well, and it kind of shows that, you know, the Moore Hill is the top team in the league this year, and they still had a handful of losses, and that just kind of just goes to show how talented our league was from top to bottom, and you know, how much you have to bring it every night. So it's good to see for our league, and you know, happy for the Northeast Kansas League overall.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, you get to Moore Hill Mounts Academy, as you mentioned, 16-4 going into the sub-state tournament. They beat Pleasant Ridge. P Ridge gave them a little bit of a run, but Moore Hill able to pull away and win that game by 12. You get another crack at them. December 5th was your first matchup. It was the first game of the year. Ravens won it by 9, and then you saw them in a three-point game at the beginning of this month. I'll go here. What's the biggest strength that Moore Hill Mounts Academy presents that you really got to hone in on to give yourself a chance here?
Yeah, they do really well at capitalizing off turnovers. They really extend their zone, and their top guards are very active. And if you don't take care of the ball and you're not smart with your passes, they get a lot of steals and they get a lot of points transition. And not only those steals, but they like to fast break a lot. You know, if you take bad shots, they get quick rebounds and they get out and score a lot in transition. And those are the things you got to take away. Outside of that, they do have some good shooters. Our defense, I think, in the half court fares up relatively decent with them, but their transition game is very strong. And in order to get a win, we'll have to be able to stop that by taking care of the ball and taking good quality shots on the offensive end.
Jefferson County North boys basketball coach, that is Corey Knoll. Excited for these ones here on Friday night that we'll have for you on Care 93.7. Again, from JCN, the top four in the NEKL with the spot in the state tournament on the line. Moore Hill, JCN, 7:30. That's the second game. And then Horton and Valley Falls should be a good one as well, kicking things off at 6 o'clock. Coach, we appreciate the time throughout the course of the year. Good luck the rest of the way, and thanks again.
Thanks, Brandon, and appreciate all you guys do throughout the season.